Broken relationships can be very painful. They exist in families, at work, and even at church. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Are untrue words. Words can hurt and pain can last. If you are in a broken relationship and would like to see it healed, here are some suggestions. Waiting for the at-fault person to initiate the healing process is not biblical. If there's a problem, it needs to be resolved no matter who is at fault, unless the other party doesn't want to. Ask yourself, how do I share in this problem? A pancake has two sides, and so do most broken relationships. Don't expect to change the other person. The only person you can change is you. When accepting an apology from another person, affirm them in your forgiveness. Simply saying, "Oh, it's okay," is not good enough. Pray for healing, and there are books available through Christian bookstores that will aid in the healing process. There won't be any broken relationships in the kingdom of God. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Would you Welcome to the second hour of the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts are archived on 1360KHNC.com, the podcast section, Present Truth site, and then evenings, 6 to 7, the first hour of the daily program. It plays on AM radio in Johnstown, Colorado, 1360 AM radio. This was in 2009. An individual that worked there at the Hadron Collider, and he made a statement that what they're doing with the Hadron Collider is they're not splitting atoms, but they are opening a door to another dimension, to the invisible dimension, the rabbit hole. It's the door to the rabbit hole, and you open. John Dodgson wrote the book Alice in Wonderland. Mathematician, he knew about these other dimensions. He knew there was a second reality, a spiritual reality, eternal reality. He didn't have a way to describe it. It's real. He wrote the book Alice in Wonderland. I ordered the book Alice in Quantum Land because another mathematician years later said Dodgson was talking about Alice in Wonderland. He said he should have wrote the book Alice in Quantum Land because through quantum physics, mathematics, you can see that world and the reality of it. And the Hadron Collider, this was the word occult doesn't define what I'm trying to say as clearly as the word. Those who worship Satan, they want to break into that dimension. The New Agers back in the 60s and 70s and 80s with meditation, transcendental meditation with all their techniques, they were trying to basically break out of the body into that other dimension to live in that dimension, to spend time in that outside of the body dimension. There are techniques the government uses, astral projection, remote viewing, soul travel, different ways to name what people want to do, to leave the physical world and get into the spiritual world, which is eternal. Russia has been forced out of the scientific, what is happening there in, I think it's Switzerland. I'm trying to remember where it's located. France, Switzerland, right in that area. Well, the Russians have been basically asked to leave. They're uninvited. The reason this is important is because this was on the Swiss border, outside of Geneva. The reason this is important is because the individual that was talking about what they're doing with this collider, he's saying that when they open this portal called a door, they're trying to see what's in it. But he's afraid of what might come out of it. Because if you open that dimension, what's going to come out. And what's going to come out are, I think, referred to in Revelation. I'm trying to remember the chapter. There's going to be smoke that comes out of the earth. And out of that smoke is going to come these creatures like locusts. I'm afraid they're going to open that door. And these locusts are really demons. Things from the locked up in Hades. Forced to stay there until the in the year near years to come, to the end of till the time before Christ returns. And that smoke is going to come out, and these things are going to come out. They're going to open that door. Through quantum physics, I'd heard a year ago, year and a half ago, they found something that they likened to the bottomless pit in the book of Revelation, where the devil is going to be thrown into this bottomless pit. He's just going to fall and continue to fall, but he never reaches the bottom. But through quantum physics, they found it. And we have now, the world is in the time where the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Christ, Christ's kingdom, and the kingdom of darkness, there is a conflict. It's a spiritual conflict. It plays out in the natural realm, but it happens in the spiritual world, in a dimension where all of the fallen angels, the demons, everything, every one of these very powerful, intelligent, spiritual beings are coming to fight against Christ and his kingdom, to what Christ is going to do through mankind to bring in the kingdom of heaven, to stop and halt the kingdom of darkness, which we won't do it, Christ will do it. But we are involved in the war. I'll be back to continue the present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360. All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going.
No, I never, ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, will your bachelor of arts help you get by?
This song was sang in the 70s. Everybody wanted back then to keep a steady high. It's more the case today. Fentanyl, every other kind of drug, dispensaries. Everybody wants to keep a steady high. And it's in the book of Revelation chapter 18 called sorcery or pharmakia, pharmaceutical, or weeds, or noxious weeds. Pot is a noxious weed. It has benefits, negative and positive. But this is then you have the pharmaceutical companies given birth by the whole pharmaceutical world came into existence through the Rockefeller family. Did they know something about the future and what would develop, how things would develop with pharmaceuticals? I believe so. And now you have different medications that really have helped people live longer, definitely. They haven't lived necessarily better, but they've lived longer. And sorcery is one of the names for pharmaceuticals, pharmakia, sorcery. And this is, Christ was saying, not only would there be different drugs, hundreds of or thousands of different drugs, but there would be a great move into witchcraft, more so in our time than ever in the world's history. And America is a unique country. We are bringing people from all over the world. Give us your huddled masses. Give us your, your criminals. Give us your diseased. Give us your murderers, your thieves. Bring them here. Well, that's one form of evil. But there's something even more sinister and more evil than that. America would be a haunt, according to Revelation. A haunt, in Revelation 18, a haunt for every foul spirit and hateful bird. I don't think it's Revelation 18. I'll have to find it. But a haunt for every foul spirit, foul meaning perverse, and hateful bird meaning truly hatred. So every perversion with all hatred, it's evident. You see the perversion in this country, and the hatred. Well, these are spirits, these are entities that are down the rabbit hole, but are now, have come out and are affecting this nation. Now, the people are coming from these nations, but here's what is sinister. They are bringing not only their culture, or their culture plus in tandem with the culture, their witchcraft. And this is what would happen to the United States. Along with the huddled masses would come the witchcraft from Africa, from the Caribbean, from Mexico, from Central America, from South America. The witchcraft would come from Germany, from England. It would come from all of the nations of the world, from Norway, the little gnomes. From England, you'd have the witchcraft of the royals. You'd have voodoo from Africa, Santeria from the Caribbean, from Haiti, or from Haiti and from Cuba. All the witchcraft that's basically geared around Catholicism from Mexico and Central and South America. Then you would have the Pilgrim Society, not the Pilgrim Society, yeah, the witchcraft of the Pilgrim Society, London, City of London, and New York, which can be best summed up in the movie Eyes Wide Shut, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. I've told a story before that I'd heard about the movie, and I had no interest in seeing it. I heard it was pretty dark. I went to, back then, we'd go into a video store and rent the DVDs. The CDs were just beginning to come out. And, not the, I think it was, what do you call the, yeah, C, anyhow. And I went in one night and walked by their display. He was right at the end of the display, Eyes Wide Shut. And I walked on down to try to find, movies like, that I liked. Romancing the Stone, you know, things like that. And the Lord told me, I walked by that display again, and the Lord said, you need to get this video. And I told the Lord, I said, I don't want to get that thing. I don't want to watch that. But I went around a couple more aisles there, and the Lord said, get that movie. So I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to get it. And that was on a Friday. We get three movies for the weekend for $5. And I watched Friday night, we watched a good movie, and then Saturday night, I don't know what was going on, but my wife and kids were doing something, and I just felt, I'll pop it in. And I put it in, and 5 minutes into it, I thought, well, huh. And I sat and I watched that, and I realized, ah, this is the witchcraft of Henry Kissinger. This is the witchcraft of the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. Oh, this is the white supremacist witchcraft. This is what they do. This isn't the voodoo. This is the witchcraft of the coming Antichrist. This is sophisticated. This is very, very dark. It has come to the United States. Voodoo has come here. The witchcraft of Buddhism has come here. You don't think Buddhism is, you think it's just a light kind of philosophy? No way. Buddhism, very powerful witchcraft. Asian witchcraft. Hinduism, very powerful. Then you have, out of Europe, the Rosicrucians. You have the witchcraft of the Jesuits. Well, we're the haunt of every foul spirit. We're the haunt. We're where the spirits lodge. All of the unclean sorcery of the world, witchcraft, Satanism, we're the haunt. We're the tree that all of this is going to sit in. You don't have this type of witchcraft, all of this landing in Europe to some degree, yes. And guess who brought the witchcraft of the Eastern religions here? The Beatles, the rock groups. What was his name? Cat Stevens. All of these people, all of these musicians in the 60s, they opened the door to bring all of this new religion, all of these spirits to this country. They are existing here. And the CIA or the OSS at the end of World War II, it was the Dulles brothers, Alan Dulles, his brother, all these men, the Bushes, the men that were in intelligence, Truman to some degree, they needed Aryan witchcraft on the shores of America. We had to protect the children of the devil from all of these religions, these occult religions, the religions of sorcery, astrology. And we had to bring in and protect the Aryan priests in Nazi Germany. These were priests, many of them. And we bring them over, and they come, and then eventually we relocate their wives and their children. And this witchcraft in that family religion with the Nazis, is alive and well in the U.S. And voodoo coming in from Haiti, coming in from the Central America, from Mexico, coming in. Don't think there isn't witchcraft in Islam. There's absolutely devil worship in Islam. People think, well, Islam is free from Satanism. No, not at all. Very powerful Satanism. Many, many of the top leaders in Islam, Masons, Freemasons, Barack Obama. This is the haunt. America is the haunt of all of this witchcraft internationally. They're coming here because America is now Judeo-Christian thinking, teachings are the target of all of the individuals in the occult, whether they believe it or not, whether they understand they're in the occult or not. If it's Antichrist, that is an Antichrist religion. And the true religion and the teachings of Jesus Christ are the target. And they're going to have the help of the coming administration to try to strangle the thought of true religion out of the hearts and minds of the people of this country. They won't do it legally. But in the future, within maybe 4.5 years, there's going to be a campaign to destroy, to eugenics, to destroy any thought of the Son of God Himself, of the Holy Spirit. About 4.5 years out, longer, maybe a little longer than that. We have become the melting pot of all of the demonic spirits of the world. That is who's coming here. We see people coming here, but if down the rabbit hole, if you had the glasses on, you would see what comes with them. Religion and beauty. Witchcraft. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi. Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Right here in the land of the plumed serpent, America. A Revelation chapter, Revelation 18, verse 1. After these things I saw another angel come from down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried with a mighty and a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great, America the great, is fallen. And is become the home, the habitation, the haunt of devils, of demons, and is the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. So this is the United States of America. We're in the Bible. And the ones who should know, the evangelical Christians especially, they don't know. Because the pastors of the land have felt it was more important to protect their income and the size of their congregations than to tell the Christian people that America's in the Bible. This is why Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of light, they don't look and see the news, the events that are taking place in the world are indicators. They're speaking to the Christian people that want to see where we sit in time, where we sit in the timetable in God's plan. The children of the world want to know. That's why they want to know about Armageddon. More talk this week about Canada. Walmart, not going to take money, no cash. They're not taking American dollars. They'll take Canadian dollars, but no Uncle Sam notes, no In God We Trust notes. In God We Trust dollars, they want to get rid of the dollars because at one time, we did as a nation trust in God, but no longer. And the new CBDC, the new currencies aren't going to say In God We Trust. This is the currency of the coming kingdom of darkness. And we were warned 2,000 years ago by John. He wrote down what is coming, a time when you can't buy and sell. People think this is going to be worldwide, that the Antichrist system will cover the whole earth like a cloud. No. This is where Christians have been misinformed. The Antichrist system is going to be centered in the United States of America. I know this is very difficult to present this way. I know that this can put a little bit of anguish in your heart, but it's not come yet. Yeah, we're going to go to the digital, and we're going to use it for about the next 4.5 years. It's going to really begin to gain momentum. But remember that it will not be active. It will not be go online as far as you taking the number or the mark until the coming individual declares himself to be God. He'll declare himself to be God in the temple in Jerusalem, in that temple, and he'll set up an idol. He'll set up something that appears to be, it won't be like a hologram, it's going to be something else. But he is going to declare himself to be God and set up his image in the temple in Israel. And that is a warning to the Jewish people that the abomination of desolation that the Jewish prophets had spoken of has now fulfilled prophecy. He declared himself to be God. Christ is God, and he declared himself to be God, and it is known through Paul's writings, the Apostle Paul's writings, that Jesus Christ is God himself. Well, this abomination of desolation is going to state to the world that he is God. And at that point, even the people in Israel will be forced to take his mark. And in the unipolar West, probably Europe, but especially the United States, America, the land of the plumed serpent, and all these people that are coming here, they don't realize they're coming here not to be blessed. They're bringing a curse to the country. They are bringing a curse. Not all of them, most of them, and they don't realize they're coming to the land of the beast, and they're going to be forced to take a mark. Many will gladly take the mark because they're involved, steeped in witchcraft, in Satanism. The reason I'm presenting it to you this way is because if you know, like Christ said, if you know the truth, you will be free. Because the truth sets you free. You don't believe a lie anymore. Many Christian people for decades, more than a half a century, believe that America is non-existent. It doesn't occur in the Bible anywhere. They're deceived. And the men that are Bible teachers that maybe do know that America's in the Bible, do you think they're going to tell the people that are in their congregations that America is the land of the coming Antichrist? No. But the people of this country need to be warned. They need to be told the truth. The people of this country need to know the truth. And the people that are coming from these other nations, they don't realize they're coming. Two things are going to happen. Either they're going to receive the devil, or they're going to receive Jesus Christ. There's only two options. The present truth with Rodriguez.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hi, this is Kathy Roberts, the Executive Director at Life Choices Pregnancy Center, and I'm inviting you to celebrate 40 years of empowering women, transforming and saving lives, and supporting families. Join us at our annual fundraiser for dinner and an inspiring message from John Stone Street on September 19th in Longmont or on the 20th in Loveland. For information, call 303-651-2050 or to register, go to lifematters.org.
Shimmering light.
Question is the United States truly the Hotel California? Are we really a nation that is steeped in witchcraft, that's become a haunt for every foul spirit and hateful bird, and all the demons are coming here from all over the world? Eventually, it says that America will be completely destroyed. And it will be basically an island. This is in, I don't want to get too deep into Bible prophecy, but because you want to know, I'll tell you that eventually the United States is going to be isolated from the nations of the world like Big Island. And it says that all of the demons and the satyrs, everything, all the creatures that they're creating, it's going to be a place where, I'm going to read it, it's out of Isaiah. Verse 22, Isaiah 14, verse 22. I'll just read it to you because you want to know. What's the end of America? What is America's future? We're going to be the landfill of history. The landfill for all of the demons and the spirits nation worldwide. They're going to be brought here. Verse 22, Isaiah 14, 22. I am going to rise up against the children of the devil, says the Lord of hosts, and I'm going to cut off from America the name, the remnant, and the son, and the nephew. There'll be no one living in this country. I will make it a place for the bitter and the pools of water. I will sweep it with the besom of destruction, the broom of destruction, says the Lord of hosts. It's going to be a place where all of the demons are going, it's going to be a haunt for all these creatures. Then in Isaiah 13, and America, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of Chaldea, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation, neither shall the, basically it says the Arabian, but the people, no one from any nation will live in this country. Verse 21, but the wild beasts of the desert shall live there, meaning creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. But the beasts of the desert shall lie there. Their houses will be full of doleful creatures. Doleful creatures meaning demons. And also, I believe, creatures created by man. Doleful creatures. Remember the movie? You probably don't. The Island of Dr. Moreau. You should read that movie. The Island of Dr. Moreau. Doleful creatures. Creatures not created by God, created by man in laboratories. and owls shall dwell there. Owls meaning unclean birds, demons. And the satyrs shall dance there. The demons will dance openly in the sunlight. It will be the nation where all of the demons of the world will be gathered. I talked to a friend last night. I've got to document this, find it. She said that they are trying to mate a buffalo with a human. I don't know if it means DNA of a human into a buffalo or vice versa, or trying to bring about a creature that is part buffalo, part human. This is exactly what it says in the book of Genesis. Nothing that man desires to do, if they're one, they can accomplish it. Would it be possible to create a half buffalo, half human? This is the world that Christ said would come. This is where the world is headed. And Christ said this would happen. This is a sign that he is coming. He is trying to warn the good people of the world, hold on a little longer. He's coming to rescue the poor, the needy, the homeless, the good people of the world. He's coming to deliver this world from the wicked. Hold on a little longer. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, it's a good time to ask Jesus to be your God. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full-body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed. New bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
I'll give you my contact information. It's Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And again, that's Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And if you'd like to assist me to continue here, I would appreciate it. Now, through the week, from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I'm now on internet radio, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The programs are archived on the, here at the radio station, we have the Studio A. We transmit off the tower here in Northern Colorado, 1360 AM. And then we have Studio B, which is our internet radio, which is what I advertise or I broadcast on internet radio. It gives me 2 hours. And that's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. But we archive both hours on 1360KHNC.com. Maybe in the future, as we get more traffic on Studio B, then we will be able to archive both hours here on America's Freedom Network. The first hour is on podcast. Then also nightly, 6 to 7, the first hour is on 1360 AM radio in Johnstown, out of Johnstown, Colorado. We are in the time where the great spiritual war between Christ and the nemesis of God, the war is evident. The war on true Christianity in all seven lampstands has begun. In Uganda, they just shut down, I think it was 4,000, 4,500, 5,000 churches yesterday. I read today they have closed 5,500 churches in Uganda, Christian churches. This war is international. The war in Ukraine between Russia and Ukraine, Zelensky is at war with the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. He's shutting down Orthodox churches that are going in. Right now there is a campaign to take all of the religious artifacts that are very, very valuable and move them out of Ukraine and store them in, I think it's Austria or Switzerland. But they're trying to get what all these valuable, valuable paintings and icons are these art works of art out of Ukraine. That's what Zelensky wants to do. Big money. But anyhow, for today, I'm finished. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll visit tomorrow. And have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.